Happy National Teachers Appreciation Day on the Gary Sharp Show. Sharing some of your favorite teachers that have had an impact on your life. This one is coming from Tyler. Tyler says, I need to shout out the terrific teachers at Westbrook Elementary. They are grinding every day to do what is best for kids, and I'm proud to be a part of that team. That is probably Mr. Hatove. Hatove? Tyler Hatove? H-O-T-T-O-V-Y. Mr.
Hatove.
Hatove. Oh, I like that. I like that. Or Mr. Tyler, however you want it. I got one more. I got another one here that I'd love to read. I wish I didn't click on it, and it's fine. oh, there it is. Tim says Jeff Spicoli would like to thank Mr. Han for the impact that he's had on his life.
That's what you should do when you go home today, George. I'm guessing you have not seen Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
I have. It took me a minute to get there.
Yes.
It took me a minute to get there.
I believe Roy Walston was the actor that played Mr. Hand on Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
God.
I believe he just passed away.
I think you're right.
That's...
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, it took me a minute to get there.
What's your reason for your truancy? I just couldn't make it on time. 12:06. Matt Lothrop's going to join us at the bottom of the hour. Fordham is going to join us in Lincoln on September 4th. That was announced yesterday. I was waiting on the price. Nebraska paid $500K to ensure 2-0, or at least the ability to be 2-0, play on a warm weather date. I hope they make that a night game to kick off the season. But it does make the schedule kind of interesting the way it lays out. It's designed that way to get a game off the 13th, to move it earlier in the year. It's about the dub. It's about the dub over the recruiting. It probably also, to be honest, not knowing exactly how many seats will be available, but let's just go with it. The entire stadium will be available. Because it is game one and fans have not been back in that stadium since Thanksgiving of 2019, that almost ensures that it will be a sellout, that the seats will be full. Because if you look at September 13th, you're playing an FCS team, depending on the weather, we've gotten mid-Novembers where it's 75 degrees against, I remember a game against Kansas State that was extremely warm. KU, I think there was a game against KU that was the middle of November that was really, really warm because Mangino was wearing like layers on the sidelines and sweating profusely. Or you could get just, Michigan State weather from a few years back. And you would probably at that point, even if Nebraska's playing well, might have some empty seats. So it nearly ensures that you're going to be sold out for that game. Two things stand out now on this schedule. And it's a momentum schedule to try and create momentum. You have three two-game homestands where you have three different times during the course of the season you play back-to-back games at home. And then, depending on how physical you are, where you're at, and where you're at in the standings, Nebraska will have two byes in their last six games. You have an Ohio State matchup on November 6th. You get a bye the following week before you go Wisconsin and Iowa back-to-back. But you have two byes in the last 6 weeks now that you've taken a game off of November 13th and moved it to September 4th and only paid $500,000. Whoever was doing the negotiating for Nebraska, good on you. Whoever was doing the negotiating for Fordham, come on. You could have held out for more money? $500K? That's it? Haven't played a Power 5 team since the 50s. Wow. What could $500K get you? Well, you have money left over. See, that's the thing. It's gonna be expensive to charter a flight out here. You're probably going to bring, you don't have a huge booster list probably for athletics compared to the university as a whole. But you're going to bring some boosters. You're going to stay maybe the NBC Suites out here in La Vista. Maybe just spend all $500,000. Could you bring a football team with a roster the size of about 70 guys and staff and blow $500K on your trip? Fly in luxury out of LaGuardia. Fly a double-decker plane. Just go out. Treat it like your bowl game. But 500K, that's awful light. I thought it would be closer to a mil, especially on short notice. All right, we were talking earlier as the Storm Chasers returned today to Werner Park, and we're excited because we'll be there tomorrow from 10 to 2 in the Stormfront, which is the team store right near the main entrance, or better yet, it is right next to the Bob Gibson statue. So please stop by if you're going to the game to say hello. We might have some things to give away. Maybe I'll just grab stuff off the rack and give it away.
I'm sure Marnie would love that.
Oh, they probably got leftover stuff. Because they had ordered everything for 2020. A lot of teams, their giveaways this year are things that they already had in play for the 20 season that arrived that they have to give away.
That makes sense.
Now, it has become a little bit more difficult to get giveaway items because they're coming from China. And so there's a backlog getting them here. But yeah, a lot of giveaways they were going to do last year, they had them sitting in storage. So I'm sure they won't mind if I just grab some stuff off the rack and give it to the people that are stopping by.
Oh, yeah.
That's how it works. But if you're at the game, get food in a helmet. A couple other suggestions, not necessarily about eating food out of a helmet, whether it be cereal, spaghetti, nachos, ice cream. Just for a moment here, let me feel what it would be like to have one of the plastic regular size batting helmets and it's like a banana split. Would that be a couple of pounds of ice cream in there?
Easily.
Oh my.
Easily. Oh wow, that's good.
Well, maybe not so much for your gut.
In the moment, yeah.
They should serve alcohol out of a helmet.
Oh, they should.
Get two big straws, promote it on Thursday, you know, singles night.
I love it.
Hook up with another guy or gal. Bring your own straw.
Yep.
You're drinking out of a helmet. From past history at Duffy's in Lincoln, it works.
Bring your own straw.
John says, what about French fries out of Kurt Schilling's ketchup-filled sock?
Sounds like a promotion you would run.
No. People might find it odd to eat food out of somebody's clothing.
Yes. Agreed.
Rachel says, what about cereal out of a Stella glass?
Oh, get fancy with it.
That's a little bougie.
Yeah, I don't see myself eating my Fruity Pebbles out of a Stella glass.
Well, you know, cut down.
Yeah.
You know, not as much sugar and milk. Easier to drink the milk when the cereal is gone.
You're not wrong.
Mm-hmm. Well, if this was a food show, we'd be on fire today. But it's a sports show, and we must talk about what Terry Bradshaw said about Aaron Rodgers. There is today. So here's the latest saga about Aaron Rodgers. Still, part of the discussion is that we are actually entertaining people saying, you know, he could walk away from football where he just won the MVP and go host Jeopardy full time. Really? That's where we are? Where we really are is, how do the Packers feel about the readiness of Jordan Love? Do they think Jordan Love is the guy? If you can answer that question with authority, then you probably start to connect the dots. I know Vegas odds changed on Denver winning the Super Bowl because they think that Aaron Rodgers will end up in Denver. But today's twist on all of this is people are lashing out at his fiance, who, from my knowledge, has never been to a football game. So odd. Your quarterback is so odd. My quarterback is just kind of goofy. He's got still a lot of kid in him.
Yeah, because he's still like 16 years old.
Your quarterback is weird.
Why are they lashing out at his girl, his wife, or his fiance?
Because people think that she is behind trying to get him out of Green Bay.
God, leave her alone.
She's involved in these discussions. Did you not hear that story?
I heard that story. That one's going to go into the baloney pile.
Those women, man, they just ruin everything. But Terry Bradshaw lashed out at Aaron Rodgers, calling him weak, saying that Green Bay should call his bluff and let him retire. Now, I think Terry Bradshaw, a little bit older, kind of generational. I don't know who Terry Bradshaw likes. He's on a roll of lashing out at Big Ben or Aaron Rodgers. Heck, I don't know who Aaron Rodgers likes. He may not even like his fiance. It's so odd to me. But Terry Bradshaw calling out Rodgers, and in going a step further, he doubled down, calling him dumber than a box of rocks. Now, that's a little much. That makes it personal. But I listened around the country yesterday, and media, national media that have talk shows, not the media that covers the NFL, because they're being very, very careful not to say much, just report sources. National media, the tone might be shifting to, who is this drama queen that wears number 12 in Green Bay? And it's not just Terry Bradshaw. Now, older media are not, this is not sitting well with them. But these older media that are former quarterbacks, like a Terry Bradshaw, should we remind everyone, and also for a little context, Aaron Rodgers and Mike McCarthy, who were together, Terry Bradshaw said that the Packers should keep McCarthy and get rid of Rodgers. So he has something against Rodgers. I just think Terry Bradshaw doesn't like people. Quarterbacks, because they're not him. Well, there is now another day of revisionist history here of Bradshaw calling out Aaron Rodgers on how Aaron Rodgers wants to shape his departure from Green Bay or his ending in Green Bay, his ending being finishing his career as a Packer. Terry Bradshaw once said and held a grudge for a long time against Chuck Knoll and Art Rooney, the Hall of Fame coach, Hall of Fame owner of the Pittsburgh Steelers, because he did not like the way that his tenure in Pittsburgh ended. Most people don't recall this, but there is a well-known story that when Cliff Stout took over at quarterback for Pittsburgh, when Cliff Stout would have a bad moment, Terry Bradshaw, now he's still on the roster, Terry Bradshaw would start to warm up on the sidelines. Wasn't told, but fans in the stands at Three Rivers Stadium, the old Three Rivers Stadium, they would see Bradshaw warming up on the sidelines, throwing passes, and everybody would get excited. And then when Bradshaw, who was not going to come into the game, didn't come into the game, the fans booed. So Cliff Stout was, hey, you're no Terry Bradshaw. Kind of like Jordan Love, you're no Aaron Rodgers. But Bradshaw, he did not have, well, back then, you didn't have the power to suggest something like this, to get out, to try and force a trade. But Bradshaw kind of had a bad end to his tenure in Pittsburgh as well. In a sense, did some of the things that Aaron Rodgers is doing. I wonder if he forgot about that. Too many hits to the head, or is it too soon? High-profile quarterbacks, think for a moment. Not all are just nice, smooth transitions out. Look at Drew Brees. Drew Brees retiring this year. What if Drew Brees wanted to play another year? It was not a celebrated ending because he was at the end of his career. Now, he wasn't benched for Jameis Winston or Taysom Hill, but his finish in New Orleans wasn't the greatest, but they weren't looking to get rid of him. John Elway was ahead of the posse. I mean, Peyton Manning's exit was a little uncomfortable in Indianapolis, but Indy had to move on. So rare, especially in the NFL, that stars and their departure is easy breezy, either on to the next stop or into retirement. We talk about it a lot of, man, wouldn't it be great to design your exit? That you can go out on your own terms. You can frame it how you want it. so rare in the NFL with star quarterbacks that it's like this. Bradshaw, it wasn't in Pittsburgh. It was not, all right, look at all the Super Bowls we won. It's good. Oh, I'm happy. I mean, it was rocky. He held a grudge against two of the greatest individuals in the history of the National Football League. But does he make sense? If he was younger, I think we would go, whoa. Because you don't see any young former NFL players or current NFL players that are saying the same thing. But generational, older. Come on, man, you have a contract, play. When did we shift where that actually is gone from, you have a contract, you signed it, they didn't hold a gun to your head to sign the contract, play, to, man, get out, they're not taking care of you. When was that transition? Because it's not too long ago. We used to be pretty staunch. You have a contract, you live up to it. Now it's, I know you have a contract, but you know they might not live up to your contract. Maybe you ought to look to get out. How many people think Terry Bradshaw was making sense on what he said about Aaron Rodgers? I imagine that Fox, which still will carry NFC games, should we expect, like we did with Bradshaw and Big Ben, a sit-down in a few years? A kumbaya? I don't know. Telling somebody that they're dumber than a box of rocks when you're well-known, you're a Hall of Fame quarterback, and you're saying that about another Hall of Fame quarterback, I don't think that goes over very well.
No.
But there does have to be a point, George, and I know you're getting frustrated because you don't want to hear this conversation. You're playing video games right now while I'm talking about this. Doesn't Aaron Rodgers kind of have to speak publicly here shortly?
Something.
Doesn't he have to make an appearance with Pat McAfee?
Something.
Or somewhere.
Anybody.
Where even if he kind of is jokey.
Yeah.
Doesn't he have to maybe get out with this story? He's not going to get out in front of it. But doesn't he have to get out with the story?
I thought it was going to happen at the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, and I think him being there with friends and his fiance, maybe he didn't want to go there. You know, he's very calculated in what he does.
Yes.
He's probably preparing for his response. And, you know, the most logical place is for him to stop by Pat McAfee, where when he's on with him, He's so relaxed on that show.
Yes.
Compared to any other interviews.
Agreed. Pat, call your friend up and say, "Yo, I'm ready for you when you are. Let's get this done. Let's get your name out of the news and that kind of stuff." And even if it's him saying all the stuff that you're hearing is true, something. And I keep saying I won't believe it until I hear it from him. I keep saying that I won't believe anything until I hear it from Aaron Rodgers. And so that's what I need. I think that's where Packer fans need, because we're all sitting over here and just don't know what to think. Just in denial.
So many star quarterbacks, coaches, you don't necessarily get to write your ticket into the sunset.
Yeah.
You know, if T.O. doesn't leave after the 97 season and sticks around 3, 4, 5, 6 more years later, and things start to drop off in the last 3 or 4 years, don't you think that would have been uncomfortable?
Yeah.
I mean, do we think that Saban, after a championship, will walk away? Or will he have to be told to walk away? Will it ever get to that point at Alabama where, okay, now we've had a couple of rocky years, we can see that the transition needs to happen? Probably not. I think Saban will keep that thing and be able to hand off a top-notch program. But very rare do we get to write our own ending, especially when you're on that level. So Bradshaw speaking out, I think he needs to remember his departure or his ending in Pittsburgh was not, and they were not having a boat parade for him. He made it difficult. Rodgers? Making it difficult for the Packers. All right, 12:24. Matt Lothrop is coming up before the hour is over. Robin Washington will stop by. He's got to be happy. His Giants had a good draft. Nebraska basketball added a player yesterday. Where does the point guard fit? And then Tom Chattel stops by, who this is usually a night I see Tom out at Werner Park. I don't know if we'll see Tom at Werner Park. I hope to see a lot of people out there. If you see a hit or an error on the board and you disagree with it, I'm not the official score. I love the fact that coaches and players can't get at the official score this year. They have to go through Major League Baseball. Yes. Matt Lothrop's coming up. This is the Gary Sharp Show with George from the Grunwald Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing Zone Studio on 1620 The Zone.